Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show begins hour number two right here on the Fan Upstate. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. And of course, more importantly than anything else, happy NFL regular season day number one. We are 13 hours and some change away from kickoff between the Kansas City Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, a rematch of last year's, and potentially a preview of this year's AFC Championship game. The Chiefs took the last edition. It punched them a ticket to the Super Bowl, which, of course, they would go on and win number two in a row. If they wish to three-peat, it is very likely they will bump into this team again in the playoffs, which means that the winner of tonight has an immediate leg up in the ability to host the AFC Championship game. And that's something Lamar and the Ravens desperately need. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to talk a lot of NFL. Lonzo and I have been going day by day this week, giving you our predictions, projections, and prognostications of divisions in the NFL. Today, we do the West. We have done the AFC East, where I have the Dolphins and Lonzo's got the Jets. We have done the NFC East, where Lonzo's got the boys, and I'm taking the long shot Commanders to get it done. We have done the AFC North, where Lonzo took the Bengals and I took the Ravens. We have done the NFC North, where Lonzo took the Packers? Nope, Lions. And I took the Lions. So it's the only one we're in agreement on so far. And today, we do the AFC and the NFC West. I got a surprise for you for Lonzo's prediction in the West. But we'll see.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I absolutely do not.
We'll have another agreement there.
Yes, we will. I have no doubt that we will. So we'll talk about the AFC and NFC West. We'll talk about the NFC West, and then we'll just say Kansas City Chiefs to end the segment. I think that's probably what will happen.
Well, we got to decide who's number two.
That is true. Coming up in 1 hour from right now, Lulu Kessin is the new beat reporter for the Greenville News covering the South Carolina Gamecock football program. We will talk to Lulu at 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, no Rashad Beard today. Rashad got called into the office today. So no Rashad today at 8:40, but Rashad will join us tomorrow at 8:40, where we will preview, prognosticate, and break down the week one contest between the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints down on the bayou, down in the Big Easy, to Crescent City. Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself. The Saints and the Panthers coming up this Sunday at 1 p.m. We'll talk to Rashad tomorrow at 9:20. It's Thursday, and you know what that means. Fight Club! With the great one, Lonzo. We'll talk boxing, MMA, and let's be real, professional wrestling coming up at 9:20.
Your accent made me want ruffles.
Ooh.
Do you remember the Cajun dude that was shilling ruffles for a long time?
I don't.
You don't? You should look that up. They won the munch. That was, I can't do the Cajun thing. I guarantee they won.
Okay, this happened in 1986.
Okay, well that
I was one.
Okay, well that would be why you don't remember.
Granted, I was in.
No,
I was.
You should check that guy out. He's.
Oh, that's Justin Wilson. I know Justin Wilson very well. I didn't know he did ruffles. Okay. Justin, I mean this. So Justin Wilson, big cooking guy, like Cajun. All right. If you thought Gambit's accent in Deadpool 3, if you thought Gambit was like. Ridiculous. If you thought that was a ridiculous accent, I want you to go to YouTube and look up Justin Wilson and what this man is. He is the Cajun.
Well, yeah.
He's the definition of Cajun.
When he was pushing ruffles, that's the first, that's the first time I ever heard that kind of accent.
And I want you to know, in the year 2024, Lonzo, I got family that sounds just like him. To this day, I got family that sound just like him.
Do you have any that sounds like Bobby Boucher?
No, fortunately, my family tree is more of a tree than a wreath, okay. So we're good.
Okay, or the
I do have two that
special
sound,
teams coach.
I got two that sound just like Gambit in X-Men, just like him. Like the biggest thing I've seen online is people are like, "Oh, that accent's over the top." No, it ain't. No, it ain't, Shaw. It is spot on, bro. I gave Channing Tatum so much credit because he nailed it. It's ridiculous how good it is.
Is it like the equivalent of a Pickens accent to Southern accents?
Like, I don't know how to break that down. It's just a Cajun accent. But Gambit's spot on. I mean, it's spot on. Ooh, I better make a name for myself. It's spot on. All right, listen, it's 7:05. We got to put all that to the side. Those are important conversations. We may even come back to it later in the show. We might have to play like 10 seconds of that 1986 Ruffles Cajun Spice. But Cajun Spice Ruffles, why is that not still a thing?
By the way, they were really good.
How's that not a thing?
I graduated in 1986. I remember the commercial, and I remember the ruffles. I mean, you know, so it was pretty good.
I was in diapers in 1986. I wasn't walking in 1986.
All right. We've established that I'm old, but you're not exactly young. So.
I want you to know, and I mean it, at the second this segment is concluded, I am immediately tweeting ruffles. And be like, yo, you got to bring these back. And I want you to know, I will be the official spokesman. You can either have Rob Brown or Channing Tatum, but he has to be Gambit to promote these chips. But we got to get the Cajun Spice Ruffles back.
Will he make the chips kinetic and like throw the ruffles?
Ooh.
That would be kind of cool.
I was going to quote another line from that movie, but there's not another one I can say. What I can say is, water cooler cheat sheet. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, and it shall be a sprint through it, ladies and gentlemen, because we got stuff to talk about in the money hour of the show. So let us dive headfirst in with item number one. Don't worry, you baseball haters. You only got about 21 more games left in the regular season, and then we move on from regular season baseball and the water cooler cheat sheet for another month and a half. It'll be playoff baseball. But don't you worry. Then you only got two more months, and then baseball season's over, and you won't have to deal with the baseball
What's
score every day.
Thing in now, like November?
Late October. You got it's
so like Halloween?
A little bit before, but like ballpark, yeah.
Ballpark, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Good at this. 5-2 winners the Atlanta Braves last night over the Colorado Rockies. They have taken the first two games of a three-game set against the Pebbles and improves the Braves' record to 76-63. That is now 13 games over 500. It was ludicrous night last night. Lonzo, if you haven't done it yet, I suggest you do it. Go look at Luda's first pitch. Do you remember that song Luda did a couple of years ago?
Is this a recent first pitch?
It was last night.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember the video for When I Move, You Move, Just Like That? When I Move, You Move, Just Like That? When I Move, You Move, Just Like
song,
That?
I know the song, but I never saw the video.
Okay. So in the video, Luda has these big, like, movie costume, giant muscle arms and giant muscle legs he wears. It's just for the video. He wore them last night, two ludicrous night in the ATL at Truist Park. He threw out the first pitch, great one, with a giant movie FX muscle rubber hand and threw one of the better first pitches you're ever going to see. Was out throwing NFL players' first pitches, and Luda did it with these big, goofy music video muscle arms on. It's pretty spectacular. The Braves were very clearly inspired by Luda as they went on to win 5-3 last night. The second of three against Colorado. Charlie Morton improves his record on the season to 8-7 with a 5-inning, 5-hit, 2-run, 8-strikeout performance last night. The offense for the Braves racked up 7 hits. Jared Kelenic got himself a 3-run dinger, and that was the difference in this one. As the playoff standings go right now, the Atlanta Braves are still 7 games back, as the Philadelphia Phillies also won last night. They also are fortunate to be a half game up on the Mets still, as the Mets also won last night. The good news is the Braves are winning baseball games at this point. The bad news for Atlanta is so is everybody else. The Padres won. They are still 3 games back of the number one wild card seed. The Diamondbacks won their second in a row. They are still 2.5 games back of the number two wild card seed. The Mets won, so Atlanta stays a single half game up on New York. The Cubs won, so they stay 4.5 games up on Chicago. And the Cardinals won, so they stay 5.5 up on the Redbirds for that final wild card spot. Y'all, the end of this baseball season is going to be a very specific type of dream for Rob Manfred, because this thing is coming down to the final day of the regular season. We'll talk a lot of baseball as that season progresses, but let's get to item number two. I go from baseball to golf, and I don't care what you think about it, because this is very interesting to me. Yesterday, it was announced that in December, Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy will be a tag team to take on Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka in a 2v2 competition in Las Vegas, Nevada. Why is that interesting? This is not another edition of The Match, which is, frankly, in my opinion, as a golf guy, been really entertaining the last few years. This is bigger than that. If you follow golf at all, you will notice that Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy represent the PGA Tour. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, they represent the LIV Tour. It was made official yesterday as negotiations continue between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Public Investment Fund that runs the LIV Tour, that we are about to have our first personal showdown between the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour. Since the LIV Tour was created, there have only been 5 times a year that all the players got together, the 4 majors and the Olympics. This will be the first non-major tournament and non-Olympics that you will have the PGA Tour guys directly competing with LIV Tour guys. It is a 2v2 tournament that will take place between a quad of players that have a combined 13 major wins over the last decade, but it is the PGA versus the LIV Tour. And I got to tell you, I am stressed right now. Why am I stressed right now? Because I don't want the LIV Tour to exist, okay? And I will acknowledge that it is 199% purely based on my politics. I do not think the public investment fund should be allowed to participate. Now, I can't stop them from participating in international sports. I frankly don't have any way to prevent them from participating in American sports. I just don't like them at all. I think they're bad people. And I will also say, as I have said many times, if they called me today and said, Rob Brown, we want to pay you $1 million a year to come be the LIV Tour voice, I'm gone. That's generational wealth that changes my family's life and trajectory. I got to take it. So I understand the LIV Tour guys, even if I don't like it. That being said, I haven't watched a LIV Tour event. Not one. I have not watched a single LIV Tour event since the inception of this organization. I have not watched a single LIV Tour event. I watch the LIV guys when they play in the majors, and I don't have a choice. I'm struggling right now because I want to watch this.
Do you not have the CW?
It is not about a lack of ability. but a complete and total lack of desire to watch Live Tour. I've got no interest in watching Live Tour events, giving them my eyeballs or my money. I do not want to assist in their ratings. I do not like them. I do not like them, Sam. I am. I want no part of it. This I kind of do. This I kind of do. I kind of want to see this because there's some, obviously, Scottie Scheffler is the best player on planet Earth. Rory McIlroy is one of them, but he just can't win in majors. Is this an opportunity for Rory to find the stroke a little bit? Bryson DeChambeau, as I have talked about, has done perhaps the greatest PR revamp in the history of sports, and Brooks Koepka is a dog when he's playing in events like this. I want to watch the hell out of this, but also not support the Live Tour at all. And I don't know if that's possible. I am going to have to pick. Do I watch maybe the most exciting non-tournament golf thing that has been done in years and give eyeballs to a Live Tour event? Or do I not watch one of the most exciting golf things that's happened in years but not help the Live Tour? I don't know. It is a general internal conflict I am suffering.
Do you watch a movie if the movie is touted as being really good, but there's one actor you don't like?
I think there is a difference. If the actor was known for butchering members of the media, literally, I'd probably feel a little bit different than I don't like his politics. There's a lot of actors whose politics I don't like, and I don't care. I don't care. There's a lot of politics that you and I are very different on, but I don't care.
A lot of.
All of them. It's all of them. It's all of them. But I don't care. I don't care because we're talking about sports, not that. The Live Tour is a hell of a lot different. It is one thing for Lonzo and I to have dramatic differences on a political stance. It's another for Lonzo to murder people. That's kind of where I fall apart.
I don't know why,
is the murder.
Why it had to be me? Why couldn't it have been you?
Lonzo wouldn't like me if I murdered people.
There we go.
All right?
That works out better
for me. If either one of us murdered people and it was open in public, we probably wouldn't get along. It's just a guess. It's
more than likely.
It's the murder.
Yeah, it's probably would be the murder, yes.
Finally, item number three. Now, I'm going to do this one very quickly because it comes in three parts. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL starts tonight, 8:20. We are going to have a showdown in the AFC between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs, a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game, and a potential preview of this year's AFC Championship game. Three news stories out of the NFL that we're going to knock out wango, bango, bango on the way out. Number one, Devontae Adams, very unhappy, issued a statement yesterday saying that he is completely happy in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's a rumor going around that it was started by Deshaun Jackson on Deshaun's podcast that Devontae Adams is unhappy in Las Vegas. And there's a big problem there. There's a lot of people believe right now that the Raiders are in trouble because if they make it to week 4, 5, 6, 7 and Devontae Adams ain't getting his, Devontae Adams might force his way out. And if he does, the Raiders implode because that's about all they got. That and a kid by the name of Brock Bowers, which if you want a long shot rookie of the year dark horse, Brock Bowers might be that guy. We'll come back to that a little bit later on. I think Brock Bowers is going to have a better year than Sam Laporta had this year. That's how good that cat's going to be. Put that to the side. Devontae said, quote, at the end of the day, the facts are the facts, and that is not a fact. I've probably spoken to Deshaun Jackson maybe 3 or 4 times in my life, and I never had a conversation with him about this ever, and I put that on my kids. I've never spoken to him about anything, end quote. He went on to say, if it ain't from the horse's mouth, it's probably bull. I'm really interested in this story for two reasons. Number one, because I'm always interested by watching a football team implode. I'm sorry, even when it's my own.
I watched his comments on TV this morning, and I believe him.
So do I.
Yeah.
So do I, just so we're clear.
Yeah, I think it's another case where that guy looks unhappy. Let me say he looks unhappy on my podcast so people listen to it.
I agree. And the second story here as we finish up the water cooler cheat sheet, the Bengals put out a very positive message to Cincinnati fans yesterday. Ja'Marr Chase participated in the first official practice of game week as the Bengals get set to take on the Patriots this Sunday. Chase has been limited in practice since was resuming his hold in amidst a contract dispute. He wants a big time extension from the Bengals, as does fellow wide receiver T. Higgins, who both walked out of practice. But yesterday, Ja'Marr and Higgins both made their way onto the field in shoulder pads and helmets and participated. Joey B said, "We need these guys to be the we need these guys for us to be the best version of ourselves. If you have Ja'Marr Chase in a fantasy league, it is now on you to decide if you want to risk putting him in the lineup in week one. But it does look like Ja'Marr Chase will be a go this week for the Bengals. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about the transfer portal for a very long time, and today's a big validate Rob Brown kind of day. You know, I like it when people on the national level repeat takes that I have had in days or weeks or months or years gone by. And there's another big one. One of the biggest names in college football right now, who said on his show yesterday something that I've been saying on my show for, well, the entire time the transfer portal has existed. And it has to do with Florida State, with Mike Norvell, with Texas, with Alabama, and yes, with the Clemson Tigers. I'm going to tell you what my take was. I'm going to validate it with a take from a major talking head, and we're going to break it down next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I have an immediate apology and retraction that I must make right this very second. And I must do so because if I am going to continue to stand on the principles of journalistic and editorial, what's the word I'm looking for here? Integrity, then I must make sure I get it right. So I'm going to do that now. I said earlier, Ludacris throwing out the first pitch. Did you find it, by the way? Did you get a chance to see it?
I didn't see it. It wasn't as, I mean, it was, he had the overhand, the arm thing is cool.
The arm thing, so, and you got to keep in mind, those fingers don't work, so it literally was just right, taped, he had to push it.
Yeah, he had to roll it off the
and
thing.
And for what it was, no, Fitty, no, no. Fitty Cent hit a guy on first base somehow.
Listen, I agree. It went where he wanted it to go.
It's pretty good.
I expect a little more velocity, but it's got to be hard to do with that big old.
Oh, for sure.
And that arm looks awesome.
It looks cool, right?
It's natural, which is weird.
However, the retraction and apology I must make is that it was not for the song that I said it was for. Instead, it was for the song Get Back. Why you all up in my ear talking a whole bunch of that I ain't trying to hear? Get back. You don't know me like that. That song was like an anthem for young Rob Brown. So that's my bad, Luda. That's on me. My fault.
I think I and everyone else appreciate your honesty.
I'm playing around. Make one false move and I take you down. Get back. You don't know me like that. Anthem for a young Rob Brown.
Hitting the tone there with much rhythm. Way to go, dude.
Dude, listen, there's a reason. I'm the hip-hop voice in the band, all right? You want a hip-hop song of the band? You want a rap song of the band? Rob Brown does it. He's up front.
I've seen video of it. You do a fine job.
And it's greatness. It's not fine. It's excellent. All right?
You're not Eminem. But,
no.
But you're okay. I mean, you're not the Beastie Boys. But you're pretty good.
I got to tell you, like, pretty close. Pretty close. I feel like if somebody made a new age Beastie Boys, I'm in contention to be up front.
See, I don't know.
I'm in contention.
Are you better than Vanilla Ice?
I would put me on the level with Vanilla Ice. Because we do Vanilla Ice, and I nail it. And we do it faster than he does it, for the record. And I nail it every time. Just saying. All right, let's get to...
Hey, Keegan says you're more Skittles than Eminem. Who's Skittles?
Listen.
Oh, that's candy. He's more... Okay, I thought Skittles was actually a rapper. My bad.
Keegan wasn't officiating my wedding in like 16 days, I would have words right now, all right? But I'm not going to. And I can't because his college football team put up 73 points this weekend. So Keegan's feeling himself. Auburn's back, baby. You know who's not back? Florida State University. They're not back. They're bad, all right?
It was a weird transition, but
yeah, but right. I kind of nailed it.
You're right; they're pretty bad.
I kind of nailed it. I'm going to do two things here. Number one, I'm going to give you something that Bruce Feldman said in an interview yesterday because it's very interesting, and then I'm going to take that into the next segment and I'm going to make it about college football as a whole. Pray tell, how? Don't worry, I'm going to tell you. One of the things that was supposed to be a strength for Florida State this year was the defensive line. They were supposed to have one of the best defensive lines in college football. As a matter of fact, during college football game day on Saturday, I don't remember exactly which talking head it was on that show that said it, but one of them said, coming into this, that this defensive line for Florida State was expected to have two or three NFL players on it and to be one of the best in the country. Instead, they have been carved by both the Georgia Tech Rambling Wreck and the Eagles of Bastion College. Carved by the run game of those two schools. In fact, in the last game, if I recall correctly, BC racked up well north of 200 rushing yards while Florida State did not get to 70. Carved in the game. Well, that defensive line that Florida State has put together, a number of them, including Patrick Payton, they threatened the portal. And Florida State, as most schools are doing right now, and are allowed to do, Florida State helped them work the portal to get them a dollar bill, y'all, amount that they decided was worth staying in Tallahassee for. How much, you might ask? Well, here is Bruce Feldman to tell you. $2 million for four players in NIL money. Now, if this was a business, great one, Rob Brown would be more than willing to say they're overpaid by about $2 million.
What has happened to my college football?
$2 million for four players who are getting absolutely and entirely carved right now.
Hey, that's capitalism. You know, people get hired all the time, and they're not good at their job. And unfortunately, some of those people who get hired, they still stay at their job, even though they're not good at the job, because the higher-ups think, okay, I didn't make a mistake. These people are going to be as good as I think they're going to be down the road. And then sometimes they aren't.
$2 million. Now, as you heard, Feldman and I think it was Wetzel. I'm not sure who the other voice was, and that's on me, and I apologize. But you heard him say, you're looking at four across the defensive line. Three of them were expected to be NFL draft picks, like upper level, like first three rounds NFL draft picks. The other, a transfer in, was expected to join their ranks and to be very, very good and be working in that direction. And they stink across the defensive line. Not they're bad, not they're mediocre, they stink. They have been getting wrecked. And Florida State has arranged $2 million in NIL fees. Now, you might look at that if you're looking at it through an NFL lens, right? Maybe an NFL lens. You're looking at that and you're going, man, if it's four NFL players, that's a pretty good deal, right? If somebody put together a full NFL defensive line that was expected to be as good as Florida State's defensive line was, and they got that as a $2 million salary cap, that general manager would be GM of the century. Florida State got it for $2 million. In the scope of a Power Four, blue blood, major school, that's pretty good, to be honest with you, okay? But they stink. They ain't worth it, or at least they're not yet. We'll see if maybe they gel and figure it out. But there is a conversation that I've been having on this show and this station since the transfer portal went into effect. And it's this. Not using the portal is not an option. Solely using the portal is not an option. I have said, and if you've been listening to this show, if you're a member of the Armada and you've been paying attention at all, you are aware that Rob Brown has been saying for a very, very long time, the portal is meant to supplement your recruiting, not replace it. And Florida State has tried to replace its recruiting with the portal.
Didn't they do that last year successfully, though?
They did. And you will recall that I said last year and this offseason and coming into this year when I told you there is no world that Florida State is as good this year as it was last year. Florida State last year was the exception, not the rule. That's why, even though Ole Miss had a wonderful year, I don't know if Ole Miss is going to join Florida State as the exception, not the rule. Because they really haven't had the competition Ole Miss played, with all due respect to our Furman Paladins. All due respect. I love the program. I love the people. They're incredible. Cannot wait. This Saturday, I'll be at Timmins for that game Saturday night. Okay? All due respect in the world. Furman ain't Georgia Tech. Furman ain't, they ain't Boston College. All right? So I'm interested to see Ole Miss. But 2023 Florida State was the exception, not the rule. You cannot use the portal to replace recruiting. You must use it as supplemental to your recruiting. And I want to talk more about that in the next segment, because I'm not the only one that has made that point. Another major talking head has echoed what I have been saying for a very, very long time. And I'm going to let them say the same thing to you that I've been saying to you for a couple of years now when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It is the award-winning Rob Brown Show. In fact, we can even tell you specifically which awards. The three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. So in the last segment, we played for you some audio from Bruce Feldman. Feldman claims that the defensive line for Florida State, a defensive line that was expected to be one of, if not the best in the country this year, is getting paid a collective $2 million in name, image, and likeness money. That's for a defensive line that has been, I don't know how else to put it, the technical term is bad, at football, they have been absolutely shredded by both the Georgia Tech and Boston College run games. That's not supposed to happen. Welp, I took you back to something that I have been saying for a very, very, very long time, and that something is that the portal must be used supplementally. It must be used to enhance your recruiting classes, not replace them. And I feel as if there are some schools, and I absolutely put the Florida State University Seminoles on this list. There are absolutely some schools that are trying to replace recruiting with this. See, this is why the slaps against Dabo aren't for thinking that the portal should be supplemental. It's for just refusing to use it in order to supplement the spots where you have holes. Would anyone, even the most diehard of Clemson fans, would anybody argue with me right now if I said there are spots on the field amongst the starting 22 where Clemson has holes? Is anybody going to argue against me and say that there aren't weak spots? So the thought would be the portal, not to replace your recruiting, but to supplement spots where your recruiting maybe didn't go the way that you wanted to. And one of the other things that I have said over and over is that the reason the portal must be supplemental is because you are bringing in guys that have one of two dangers to them. Either number one, they are bag chasers, and there are bag chasers in college football, right? They are bag chasers. And a bag chaser does not care about the decal on the side of the helmet or the name on the front of the jersey. They care about the name on the back. Now, I don't fault them for that because, again, I don't hate the player. I hate the game. But I also recognize that as I said yesterday with Lenore Sellers, even if a guy's making mistakes, I'll take a guy who has guts and heart and plays the game. Okay? That doesn't mean there aren't some guys maybe hate, maybe don't care at all, but they're just so damn good at what they do that you got to let them do it. I know guys in my industry that don't particularly love doing sports talk radio, but they're just inherently so good at it and they get paid a lot of money to do it that they just go through it like anybody else. Guys, some people, and I know that this sucks for a lot of you to learn, some people don't like what they do for a living. But it provides a living, and so they keep on doing it. College football players, as I have said with everything else that I've made an argument for the portal over the years, are the same. 18-year-old kids, yeah, they're dumb, but they ain't all that different from 24, and that ain't all that different from 29, and that ain't all that different from 35 and 40 and 60. Some people don't love what they do, but they do love the benefits they get from doing it. And there will be portal guys in that you go, yeah, I know that you don't love XYZ State University. I know that you don't love the fighting whatever we are. I know you just love getting paid, but you are so good at what you do that I am willing to let you do it for us. And then there are going to be guys who go in the portal because something changed at their old school. I'll give you one right out of the gate. I don't think DJ Uiagalelei left Oregon State to chase the bag elsewhere. Do I think he got the bag? Yes, I do. But I don't think he left to chase the bag. I think he left because the entire Oregon State coaching staff left, and they got left in the Pac-2, which is dead now. And that school may not have a football program. So he took off. Did he get the bag? Yes, he absolutely did. Is that the reason he left? I don't think so. Could be wrong. We'll see. The second problem that you have with a lot of these guys is, especially if they were ingrained at another school and then transferred out, they have a different culture than you do. And if they spend all this time in this culture at this school and then you bring them over here, there is no guarantee that they are going to auto-fit into your culture. What works at Georgia doesn't necessarily work at Florida State. What works at Oregon State doesn't necessarily work at Clemson and vice versa. So you have a big risk that a guy you take from over here and drop him over there is not going to click with the coach, with the culture, with the teammates, with the school, whatever, with the student body. There's no guarantee that you take this guy and you drop him over here and he's going to be able to produce the same. All of those are reasons that I have said over and over, the portal is supplemental. Well, I am pleased to tell you that somebody I very much like, a guy whom I watch every week when he does his college football theme show, is Josh Pate. Pate State the Freights. All right? I like Josh Pate. I'm happy Josh Pate got his big upgrade to his show because he's, to me, one of the best voices in college football. Josh Pate was talking yesterday on his show about Florida State, was talking yesterday about the situation the Noles found themselves in, and he said, well, everything that I've been saying. I got two clips for you. Here's the first one, which is the danger of living in the portal for the Noles and everybody else. Gosh, where have you heard that before? Literally me, literally since the portal started. Supplemental, not replacement for recruiting. Because the core of your team must be made of guys who want to be the core of your team. Everything Pate said, I've been saying. He's spot on. He's spot on. The guys who you make up the core of your team with must be guys who want to be the core of your team. It's not an option. If you bring in a bunch of guys from all these other different places, and the majority of them are guys who are coming from the portal, especially if they are guys who are in the portal and you know it's because they want the bag. Because here's the thing, as I pointed out, there will be a significant number of guys in the portal who truly want out of their old program. See, there's always been that in college football. There have always been guys who got a scholarship to a school because they got sold a false bill of goods. Oh, we got playing time for you. Oh, you're going to get this and that special treatment and you're going to be able to. And then they get there and none of that's true. Or they get there and they're there as a freshman and they're promised 1 year as a freshman, you're going to be starting as a sophomore. And then what do you know? The next great whatever comes in the next year as a freshman. And all of a sudden it goes from you're going to be playing as a sophomore to you're backing up that freshman because he's better than you. They don't want to be there anymore. They aren't being given what they told they were going to get. So they want out. There will be guys in the portal who genuinely want out and may genuinely buy into you as their new school out of the portal. And this is why the portal is not a bad thing. There will be guys that you can get out of the portal who will come to your school and 100% buy in. I don't think the guys in the Florida State defensive line are those guys. I think they are a unit of guys who absolutely are there to get the bag and to prepare for the NFL. And Mike Norvell built a core in Tallahassee out of those type of guys. They're not bought into Florida State. They're bought into NIL, and they happen to get the biggest bag at Florida State. It is a danger. Using the portal is going to be difficult. You make $11 million a year. Figure it out. Here's what Josh had to say about that aspect of the portal. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You have got to figure out how to sell your school to the high school recruits, how to pitch them on stuff that makes them want to come there, and then fill in the gaps out of the portal. And the other element is, when you talk to the guys coming out of the portal, you better do your best to either make sure that they are so good at what they do that even if they're not bought in, they're just so far and away the best at that thing that it's worth letting them be the locker room cancer, right? There have been some guys like Terrell Owens in the NFL. We all know what T.O. was in the locker room. We know he was what he was everywhere he went. But T.O. was such a freak wide receiver that a lot of NFL teams let him get away with it because what he added on the football field was greater than what he subtracted off of it. That's the kind of guy, if those aren't the culture, that's the kind of guy that you have to get out of the portal. Not just another defensive tackle. You got to get excellent, like Warren Sapp caliber guys, because then what they will add to your team on the field is worth what they do not add in the locker room. But that has got to be a supplemental thing, not your primary source of talent. And you are learning that lesson, something I have been trying to tell you all since the inception of the portal. You are watching it play out in real time in Tallahassee. Florida State last year, they hit on something. Because Jordan Travis, who, by the way, had been at Florida State for a couple of years, he was fully bought in. Keon Coleman, who came down from Michigan State, the culture at Michigan State, that was a culture guy. He did not like it there. So he left. He did not get what he was told he was going to get. So he left. He came down. He bought into Florida State. Johnny Wilson came over from Arizona State. He came there because he bought into Mike Norvell. Trey Benson came there because he bought into Norvell, and it very much showed on the football field. But the guys that are there now, and we're I'm leaning on the defensive line specifically because that's the spot where those guys were threatening to go into the portal. And I'll tell you this: if I was a head coach, I would have one portal rule. If you come to me and say, "Coach, I'm going in the portal," bye-bye. I hope you land somewhere because you're not coming back. You understand? I don't care if you're Terrell Owens. If you come to me and you threaten me, saying, "Coach, I'm going in the portal to see if I can get the bag," well, I hope you do, buddy, because you ain't coming back here. Remember, if they go in the portal, there's no obligation for the coach to welcome them back. The team can say, "Okay, goodbye, you're done here. Revoke the scholarship, you're out." And if there was a Patrick Payton on my team and I was coaching Florida State, I don't care if he's a freak athlete and an NFL top two draft pick. If there's a guy who came to me and said, "Coach, I'm going to go in the portal and see if I can get the bag," well, I hope you find it because you're gone. Because not only are you not adding anything in my locker room, but now I know that you're actually anti my team. You're not just not bought in. You're actively bought out at that point, right? So you better be damn careful of the guys you're bringing in from the portal to make sure as much as you can that they are actually bought into your program, or they are so damn good that what they add on the field is greater than what they don't add off it. And if I got a guy going out, like half of Florida State's defensive line, saying, "Coach, I'm going to the portal to see if I can find the bag," I hope you find it, because you don't have a roster spot in here anymore. With adult opportunity, that is the ability to go into the portal, comes adult consequences based on the adult decisions that you make. And if you as a player decide that you want to take the adult decision to go in the portal and evaluate your options, you got to understand there may be consequences to that. There may be consequences to that action, and those consequences may not be pretty. Because what happens if you go in the portal? Now, a guy like a Pat Payton, he's going to land somewhere. Somebody's going to take him. He's too good not to, right? It's just like every time an NFL player gets arrested, and we all go, "Oh, you got to kick that guy off the team." There's always another NFL team that signs that guy to a contract 3 days later, and they put out that stupid press release that goes, "Well, we hear at the so-and-so's, we believe in second chances. We believe that he is truly apologetic for the actions, and we believe he's going to be a better person and teammate." Screw that, right? It's kind of the same thing. So I like what Pate has said here, because it's what I've been saying the whole time. If you go in the portal, if you come out of the portal, there's consequences for everybody. Again, same thing for the coaches, same thing for the teams. There's consequences for your usage of the portal in or out. If you bring in a bunch of guys from the portal to make up the core of your team and you get it wrong, and those guys are not guys that you can make up the core of a team with, you know what happens to you? You go 0-2 against Georgia Tech and Boston College. Your season ends before it began. You miss the playoffs a year after you went 13-0 and win the conference. That's what happens to you. There's consequences for everybody, not just the kids in the portal, but for the schools too. And Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles are paying those consequences right now. Adult decisions, adult opportunities, adult consequences. And now for adult entertainment, Lonzo Ridds of Sports Flash.
Dude, you gotta stop. Charlie Morton earned his eighth win of the season with a 5-inning, 2-run, 8-strikeout performance for the Atlanta Braves and a 3-0 win over Colorado. Atlanta attempts the sweep tonight, just a half game up on the Mets for the final wildcard spot. The Chicago Cubs have been on a roll, winning 6 of their last 8 to keep them in striking distance of the final wild card spot. Yesterday, they helped their cause. It's the adult thing. Still get me with a combined no-hitter of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The NFL season kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock as the reigning defending undisputed champs, Kansas City Chiefs, take on the Baltimore Ravens, followed by Green Bay versus Philly from Brazil tomorrow night, and a full slate of games on Sunday. Make sure you tune in this Saturday at 4:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Charleston Southern Buccaneers. It's Furman versus Charleston Southern right here on your home for Paladins football, The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.